The Mishnah said that a Bas Yisrael loy tanik b'na shel Avedes Kechavim. A Bas Yisrael is not allowed to nurse the son of an Avedes Kechavim. Aval Avedes Kechavim minika b'na shel Yisrael. But an Avedes Kechavim is allowed to nurse the son of Yisrael. So a Jewish woman who is a Meinekes is not allowed to take a job. Maybe she's getting paid Mishom Eva, it's different. Chalikas Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. But she's not allowed to take a job to be a Meinekes for the child of an Avedes Kechavim. But at the same time, if a Jewish woman has a child and needs a professional Meinekes, you want to hire a Avedes Kechavim, this is something that's okay. Now, why could a Jewish woman not be a Meinekes for the child of an Avedes Kechavim? Because you're helping raise a child that one day is going to get involved in Avodah Zarah. Why can you hire an Avedes Kechavim to be Meinek Menashe Yisrael? I don't know. Why not? Now, the truth is, in the Brice that we saw, why not? Rameir holds that it's actually Yasser. He says, also because the Chashan and Shvichas Damim. And the Gemara clarified that the Chacham Shita is Enochin. I mean, I know the Chashan and Shvichas Damim, you have to do it in a way where there's no Chashan Shvichas Damim. As long as there are other people there, even the Mishnah said it should be Bershusa. But the point is that as long as you do it in a way where there's no Chashan of Shvichas Damim, this in and of itself is going to be okay. The Rishonim, Ki Ish Echad, Belei Vechad, all ask a Kasha from two Toseftas. The first one is just the Tosefta in the end of the 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos. The second one is a Tosefta in Masechta's Nida, which is quoted in Talmud Bavli in a Gemara Masechta's Yevamos Taf Kuf Yud Dalet. The Tosefta in the end of the 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos says as follows: Ein Yoinkin, a child is not allowed to be Yoinkin, can't nurse. Loy men hanachris v'loy mi behemet meya. Not from a non-Jewish woman, nor from a behemet meh. If, however, there's a sakana, meaning this child needs to eat, and the only way to eat right now is through this meinekes avedes chomim, it's going to be okay. She'ein kol dava oimei bifnei pikuach nefesh chutz me'avoy dezaru gila ra'i shvichus dam. Ad kan divriyat seft. The seft says, ein yoinkin min hanachris, or from a behemet meh. Unless there's a sakana. The other tesefta, which is a Masechtas Nida, which we said is quoted by the Gemara Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yudal Amar Aleph, says as follows: Yoinek tinek v'hoylech me'oyvedes koychavim umi behemet me. A tinek is allowed to be yoinek from an oyvedes koychavim or from a behemet meya. Ve'en choyshishim be'yoinek sheket. You know, have to be concerned. What do you mean? This is non-kosher stuff. So this shouldn't be okay. V'loyachilenu neveil sutrei v'shkatsim v'ramasim. Stating there, you shouldn't be meichel a Jewish child, Nevelis, Trefis, Shkotzim, Viramas. Now, this Tesefta is quoted in Yevamos Kuf Yudalet, which, if you know, is the sugya of Katan Oichel Nevelis, Bezdim Mitzuvan Lafrisha, or Ein Bezdim Mitzuvan Lafrisha. And the Gemara brings this Braisa, this Tesefta, as a raya, that Katan Oichel Nevelis, Ein Bezdim Mitzuvan Lafrisha, Yoinik, Tinek, Vahoylech, Maevedes Kechavim, Ubehemet, Meya. And for the Gemara, no Shaykhis, Hasam Isham Sakon. What's going on over there is there was a Sakon. And because there was a Sakon, it's for that reason it was Mutter. It's a frag in the Rishonim. I have a Mefurisha Tesefta in Shabbos, Perik Yud, the last Tesefta. It's Sif Yudalit, that says, Ein unless it's a davar shel sakon. I have a tesefta masechtas nida that seems to say yoinik tinik vaholich meivedes kechomim behemet meya. But the Gemara Yavama says mefurish hasam mishum sakon, that it's only muti mishum sakon. The tesefta l'shitasa in the end of masechtas Shabbos. But the point is, what do you see from here? Unless it's b'makom sakona, it's aser for a Jewish child to be yoinik from an avedes kechomim. It's freig the Rashba, freig the Ritva. What's going on over here? How does it stem with our Mishnah over here, where the Mishnah said, "Belishum balpukta," that the halacha is avloyvedes koychavim menika b'nashal Yisrael. The only thing you have to worry about in our sugya is the fact that the avloyvedes koychavim is chashan and shvichas damim. But as long as you can prevent the shvichas damim, machlokes remain the chachamim, whether you can or can't, and how you would. But the bottom line is, as long as you can prevent that, then there's going to be no problems. L'chayre hanes et shtim with these sugyas. So the Rishonim all say, the Rabbeinu Chanan, one of the early Rishonim, because of this kasha said that you have to say that our Mishnah that says that in Avedes Kechavim is Menika B'nai Shal Yisrael, it's talking about where it's a Makam Sakon. Enochinami, if it's not a Makam Sakon, it's going to be awesome. The Shaila is the Makam Sakon. And it's then, and only then it's going to be okay. Now, the Mishnah didn't say anything about Makam Sakon. It feels very dachot. So Ben Chanan will just add to Knech. He says that you don't have to make an akimta that the child is not well. All you have to make an akimta is that there's no meinekes Yisraelis right now to be able to do the job. And any child that's hungry and doesn't get food is considered to be in a makom sakana, and as a result, hachav my skin, but there was no menekes Yisrael. Okay, that already I hear. You could have thought not, because the menekes is chashan and shvichas dam. Kamash belon that that's not going to be a problem. But says Rabbeinu Chanan, it's muchach from the Tosefta and the 10th parak Masechta Shabbos and from Yevamos Kuf Yudalit that it has to be that the only time this is going to be mutter is dafke b'makom sakana, stating that the Rashba and the Ritva both chaylik. The Rashba and the Ritva say that I completely disagree. I hold that when the Mishnah says it's mutter, means mutter, because it's too dachuk to say that the Mishnah is talking dafka about makom sakon. I, the Tosefta, I, the Gemara Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudalid, say the Rashba and the Ritva literally ke'ish echot b'lev echot, shneim nischabnu l'davar echot. And that is, that although it's true in the Mishnah you see that it's mutter l'chatchila, this may nekes avedes kechavim, but at the same time, mi midas chasidus, the right thing to do is to be machmer. So it's true, mi ikra den it's mutter, it's a mefurish mishnah, you can't negotiate that. It's a mefurish mishnah, and we go based on the mefurish mishnah, and the mishnah says it's mutter. I, the Tosefta says, dafke b'makom sakana, and the Gemara said it also, dafke b'makom sakana, that's because there is an inyan of midas chasidus, and b'makom sakana, there's no inyan of midas chasidus. The Ritva goes so far as to say that from the Tosefta it sounds like there's no difference between being yoinik from a nachris versus being yoinik from a behemet meyer. Right? That's what it sounds like. And a behemet meyer is also not midas chasidus. That's a real problem. And it's telling the sugyas of isachilum and katan oichon nevelus bezem mitzvah lafrish im bezem mitzvah lafrish beseder. But it sounds like it's a real listener. This is midas chasidus. This is a real listener. So says the Ritva, and you have to be the Ritva to say it. But says the Ritva that Chazal put the nachris together with the behemet meyer as a guzma ba'alma ulegazim ha'iser to make the iser sound more chomer than it really is. And there are times that Chazal did this, kiyodua. But it's legazim ho'iser. That's why Chazal put them together. But you want to know if it's really as chamer. Of course not. One is a real iser. The other one is a bezcham. And the other one is a midas chasidus. And say the Rashba and the Ritva that shtei tshuvas bedavar. Two rayas why this should be the case. Number one is svara. What should be the problem when it comes to nursing from an avedas kechavim? A behemoth meyer, the milk is not kosher milk. Eina Yehudis is not kosher? What does that mean? She's not kosher? It has no pshat. Why should the milk not be kosher? If the milk from a Jewish woman is kosher milk, say the Rishonim, how can it be that the milk from a non-Jewish woman would be non-kosher milk? It makes no sense. There's just no makar to it. There's no svar in the world to even say something like that. So to say that mi'ikra dinit should be aser, like a behemoth meya, it has no avah. Teretzin's behemoth meya, that's a real aser. Right, this is going to segue us into the chalav akum sugyas that are coming up soon. But that's a real iser, chalav that comes from a non-kosher animal. That's a real, real problem. As opposed to from an achris, that's just a midas chasidus. And because all it is a midas chasidus, so again, it's not on the same level. But the oid, say the Rishonim, ava mefurish arai that this is the way it is. And the raya is from a medrash. Now really, this medrash is based on a gemara that everybody knows. The gemara is a mesechta soite daf yud beiz ame beiz. The pasuk says, v'atoymer achoysoi el bas pari ha eilech v'karasi loch isha meinekes min ha ivriyois v'teimek loches hayeled. Right? So we know the story, Moshe Rabbeinu, bas pari, and Paspari sees Miriam and says, if you want, I'll go, I'll bring a meinekes from the Ivriyos. Says the Gemara, Maishlam Ivriyos. Why didn't Miriam say, I'm going to bring Dafka from the Ivriyos? Why did it have to be from the Ivriyos? Malamid, you learn from here, Shech Ziru, La Moshe, I'll call a Mitzriyos Kula. They took Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were Mechazrim on all the Mitzriyos for Lo Yonak, and he didn't want a nurse. Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pesha Osel the Dabre Mashchina Yinuk Dover Tome, the Ped that's Osel Dabre Mashchina should nurse a Dover Tome, Vahenu Dechsiv Es Mi Yoyredeya, Le Mi Yoyredeya, U Le Mi Yavin Shmua, Le Gmule Mechal Vala Tikei Mishadai. Everyone knows this Gemara, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want a nurse from all the non-Jewish women, from all the Mitzriyos, based on this idea, Pesha Osel the Dabre Mashchina Yinuk Dover Tome, that's a Gemara. The Medrash in Parsha Shmois brings this idea, but it adds to it a little bit different. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says, Lama Amra Miriam in Ivriyos. You ready? V'chi asa loy lamoy shalinek michalav anachris. Was there any Isser involved over here? What's the problem? Loy keitaninon, isn't it a Mishnah? Unzer a Mishnah. Bas Yisrael loy tonik b'nashal kutis. Avol kutis tonik ben Yisrael bershusa. Shmak, the Medrash in that Sugya, Moshe Rabbeinu quotes our Mishnah and says, "What's going on over here? It's Mutar Elalama Amrokein Lefish Echzartoy LeMoshe Al Kol Amitzrius LeHanu Goysa UPasal Eskulon VeLama Pasvan Amra Kadosh Baruch HaPesha Asla Daber Imi Yinek Daver Tame." And it's for that reason says Abba says the Rashi and the Ritva. It's a Mefurish Medrash. The Medrash said, based on our Mishnah, that this is something that's mutter 100%. So what's going on over here? Why are we calling the Meinekes or Ivrios? And because it is, the Medrash had to come on to Apesha also Daber Imi Yinuk Daber Tami. But the bottom line, it says the Rashba says the Ritva Yisim Mefurish over here that this is mutter lechatchila. And because this is something that's mutter lechatchila, you have to say that that Tosefta, which would seem to say that only b'makom sakana, and that Gemara Masechtas Yevamos says the same thing. That's all mi midas chasidus. But you want to know me ikra din? It's giving mutter. Rabbeinu Chananel Shita is me ikra din. It's also based on the Tosefta, based on the Gemara Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal. I, our Mishnah, our Mishnah is b'makom sakana. Shrine the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva. How could you say that? It's mefurish not that way. It's mefurish that the reason that really this is something that Meikra Adin would have been mutter. The whole problem is based on this idea of Pesha Asul the Daber and Mashchina. That's what's going on over here. And if that's the case, there's no question that this is something that should really be mutter. Al Kaponim, that's the machloikis between the Rabbeinu Chananel and between the Rashba and the Ritva. Just to end with one maramakim as it relates to this inyan, and that is that I saw a Dover Nifla in the Shach Ala Torah. So in the Shach Ala Torah, and this is in Parsha Shmois, so he's talking about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu we know was a Kfad Peh and a Kfad Loshen. So he brings the Medrash that we all heard when we were little children. I'll read the Medrash inside. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was a little boy, growing up in the palace of Paroi, so he once took the crown of Paroi and he threw it to the ground. And Paroi wanted to kill him because Paroi thought that this is a bad omen. It means he wants to steal my malchus. He was very superstitious, clearly. And he said, "I don't like 100% what's going on over here." And the Olam told him, "Nah, he's a little kid. He doesn't know what he's doing." So he said, "Hech neita, how am I going to know?" Amru, they said, "Yaviu ka'ara sheyesh ba'zav v'gachelas." Bring a plate that has gold and has coals on it. If he's going to take the zav, that means he has seichel. And if he's going to take the gachelas, you'll see he has no seichel. Either way, Moshe Rabbeinu had seichel. So of course, he was going to take the zav. But Malach came, the hita yadai, it pushed his hand, the natala gachelas, and he took the coals, he put it into his mouth, and that's how he became a kfad peh and a kfad losh. Says the Shach that if you think about this story, it's a pella. You know why it's a pella? Because Moshe Rabbeinu picked up the coals and it didn't affect his hand. Nothing happened to his hand. You don't find that his hand was an issue. It was Davka when he put it into his mouth, his peh and his lashon all of a sudden were affected. How come nothing happened to his hand? Umashe nichva pivle nichvas yodik shenat la gacheles. Shamati says the Shach I heard. Lefisha kisharos. By the way, the Shach al Torah is not the Shach, right? It's the Talmidei Ari. But Shamati lefisha kisharos oisoy bas paroi ve'viyo meinekes min amitzriyos. So bas paroi lechatchilo tried getting Moshe to nurse from all the Mitzrayos. For your Mesimin Hadad befiv, and they would put the dad by his mouth. For Yeshoimit Hadad, aber being that the dad of the Mitzrayos touched the mouth of Moshe, hayuchayovim l'toich piv. There was a little bit of chalav that went into his mouth. It's for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu now needed the gacheles to go to literally to be metaher. Right, kol habah be'esh yavoy be'esh. It's a form of tahira, and he needed the tahira of the esh. For ulay shenich v'piv u'lishoynoi u'lazeh amar kfad peh u'kfad lashen. That the oimik of what was going on over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu's peh and lashen on some level became tame because of coming in contact. This is the peh she'asa ledaber mashchina, and it's for that reason it needed a tikkun, and the tikkun came through the gacheles. Meaning the gacheles didn't affect Moshe's hand because Moshe's hand didn't need anything. But the peh that had a pesapgam in it, that got somehow affected, says the Shach al Torah. And that's why this happened. But Al Kaponim, this is this Kreisa Machloikis, and that is whether it's Asami Ikra Din to be Yoinik from an Oivedes Kechavim, or whether it's not Asami Ikra Din to be Yoinik from Oivedes Kechavim. On the one hand, we have Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. On the other hand, we have the Rashba and the Ritva. And really, this is a big Machloikis Rishonim, and it comes from the Mishnah right here, Masechet Tzavei Dezor, Tach Chavavam and Aleph. The Bali Musar all say that in Halacha it's brought down, In halacha, we paskin like the Rashi and the Ritva. We paskin that me'ikra din, there's no problem. But at the same time, the Rama says that a person should try so hard to make sure that their child is not going to be yoinik from an avedas kechavim. And the goyin says, what's the makar? It's the midas chasidus that the Rashi and the Ritva bring, which l'chayr is predicated on a chazal that says, pesha asal adabre mashchino. And the Bali Moser all say, what shaykhis? That was negei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a pesha asal adabre mashchino. How does that manifest itself? How would that tie itself into a regular person that's not maybe going to be also Dabra Mashchina? So the Bali Musa say, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is in Emes Liyakov, often are in Parsha Shmois, but others say this word as well, is that you see from here that every mother, every parent is supposed to raise the child to maybe one day be a Pesha Asla Dabra Mashchina. And if you're going to do that, and if you're going to do that like this, this is the Musa that we take away from here. That even though it's true, it's a Midas Chasidus, but based on this Inyan, every single child could be a Pesha Asla Dabra Mashchina. This is the way you're supposed to raise. And we're going to stop here.